Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. You can unlock the true potential of your mortgage business with this one very simple strategy. So the strategy that I'm talking about here is something that took a while for me to learn. It was do the work, okay? Do the work that needs to be done, not the work you want to do. This is the strategy. Let me unpack this for you and explain what I mean. So when I first started out doing this job, it was a number of years ago now, and when I first started out, I wanted to please everybody. I wanted to do the type of content and help people with their specific problems, and people would come to me and they'd say, Ash, I want to upload my content, upload content twice a week, three times a week. I only have time to upload once a week. I only have time to upload twice a week. I don't want to go on video. I don't like X, Y, Z. When I first started out, I'd say, yeah, cool, we'll take the business on. I'll dance to the beat of your drum. I will do what you want, okay? And I would do what the client would want me to do. I'd say, let's try this. And the honest truth is, I knew in my heart that was the wrong thing to do, because I knew that they were never going to get the results they wanted. The expectation didn't match the input, which meant it wasn't going to align with the expectation. It was this kind of ongoing thing. And it took me a while to understand that, until I met a specific client. When they approached me, I'd had some successes with clients, I'd had many failures with clients as well, but this one specific client, they came to me and they said, look, I want to work with you, this is what I want to do. And they came back and said, I don't want to edit my videos, I don't have time. And I remember saying to that specific person, I was like, look, I'm not going to work with you if you don't, I said, I will work with you, but the rule of you working with me is you have to do what I say. And I don't want to hear excuses. I don't want to hear that. I want you to, when I say do this, you say, cool, how do I do it? And then we work together. And this specific client was like, okay, cool, I'll do that. And it wasn't easy for them. They are now one of my most successful clients. We've worked together for a long time. But what was really interesting with this was I learned that you're never going to get the results that you want by doing the minimum work. And what this has shown me now, and this is why I say it's the game-changing strategy, is do the work. The game-changing strategy is stop trying to do the thing that you think you the minimum amount of work for maximum effort. Stop trying to think that you're too busy. Now, this is the thing that frustrates me a lot, is the amount of advisors who I can speak to. And by the way, I've been there, but we've all been there. I've been an advisor and also ran my own business with this. It's tough, okay, I get it. But there are many times where people will speak to me and they'll say they're too busy. They're too busy, potentially if I've worked with them as clients or if I've got them in DMs, or they'll say, I'm too busy. I don't have the ability to do this thing right now, or it's quite hard right now, or I haven't done the work that you asked me to do. And what's quite interesting is, it's a little bit like Parkinson's law of, if I give you 10 minutes to do a job, or I give you 10 hours to do the job, you'll do it in 10 minutes or 10 hours, but you won't do it. You'll fit. It's like the goldfish grows to the size of the bowl. It's exactly the same concept here, which is that if you are somebody who, if you're saying to yourself, you're too busy with 8 mortgages on your desk, then you are telling yourself straight away that you are not willing to, you're not going to change. You're not willing to adapt, to grow, to push into new stimulus and become the person, the advisor, have the business that you want. Instead, you have to have a no excuse, no days off mentality. It will be done. And I love it. I'm a big Star Wars fan. Everyone knows this. It's that do or do not. There is no try, which is a Yoda quote, but it's very true. And for me, I literally did a video yesterday. Like, I was in London yesterday. I was meeting a client in London, and it was a great time. We had a wonderful time. But I got up early, got up at 5, came in here and shot the podcast. So I got up early, came in here at 5, shot the podcast, scheduled the podcast, got the podcast out, because that needs to come out. I didn't go to the gym. Caveat, didn't go to the gym because then I needed to spend time with my family. Did that. Got everything ready. Got to London. Spent the day with the client, talking to the client, had lunch and stuff like that. Then came back and I went straight to the gym and I did my workout yesterday. But the reason I'm saying that is it was a like no one left behind mentality. It wasn't like I could miss it. I have a rule with me, within my personal life and in my content. Every day I need to make content. Every day I need to go work out. Now, every day workout doesn't mean every day. It could be I go for a walk for an hour with a weight vest on, or I could do some stretching. Every day I need to do something. Every day I need to make some form of content and post it. Every day I need to tell my wife and my kids that I love them. Every day. That is these compounding things. And these are the things that separate it. And it's actually what helps me in my business, helps me with my own medical situation of having an autoimmune, degenerative autoimmune disease, is just do the work. And the reason why I'm saying this is I think that so many people get this just confused. And I'm not trying to say that you are lazy or that you're bad or that anything like that. Please don't take that. What I'm trying to say is that you should take full accountability for the dreams and the goals you want. And if you want to be somebody successful within your mortgage business, you need to have this mentality. Winners attack. Winners go after it. Winners don't wait. And winners take full accountability for their actions. And winners don't say, I'll take today off. You can have days off. Things will come. Sickness, grievances, people dying. All these things are going to happen in our lives. And days off are fine. But don't do them today. And don't let, and this is something else I find, don't let the fear of stress of change. A great example happened to me last night. Something went wrong with the software I was using and I lost all access to my emails completely. And the fear of, oh my gosh, my entire business is on there. I can't deal with my appointments tomorrow. This is a challenge. This is a learning moment. I can deal with this. Speak to the right people. This is like 11:45 at night. Speak to the right people. Get it sorted. I've got that sorted. I now know what that situation is. And it's a situation that if my clients had, I can now help them with it. These are all learning things. So what is that single strategy? It's being willing to do the work. If you're willing to do the work and you're willing to follow the people who tell you what to do, when success leaves clues, it's not when rocket science. If you want to have the business where it's automated, if you want to have the money where you can make six figures, multiple six figures, whatever it may be, you want work-life balance, follow the people who know what they're doing. Follow the people who've done it. Don't second guess it. Don't say you don't think it works. Don't say, this is the mistake. I only talk about stuff I've done and talk about stuff I know. I don't talk about stuff I've not done. I don't talk about stuff I don't know. I'm like, I can tell you right now that has worked. So if that's what you want to come to me, we can do that. But don't get caught up in the mess of thinking that you are the one that couldn't do it. My favorite one is people go, I have to raise my kids. I've got my time. We all have these things. We all have life going on. I had a situation where I set someone a task to do something. They had to make something and I made it myself. I made a course in 90 minutes. I wrote a 40 email sequence in about 3 hours. Okay? Like, it's doable. It's very doable. But you just have to put in the effort and the time and want to do it. And I think the hardest bit, it comes back to insurance. I always used to say to my clients when I was an advisor, I'd say, tell me you don't want the insurance. Don't tell me you can't afford it because your bank statement tells me you can. I need to hear from your mouth you don't want to pay for it. Because if you can tell me you don't want to pay for it, then I can accept that. But I cannot let you walk out of my office or walk out of this meeting deluding yourself to believe that you haven't got it because you can't afford it. You need to know why you don't take it. And I think that's exactly the same. If you don't want to do videos because you don't want to be on camera, just say, I don't want to be on camera. I'm willing to take the loss on that. But don't go, it's not fair that everyone who's on camera does really well and I don't. It just blows my mind. Don't moan about it. Don't moan about people going live on TikTok when you yourself don't go live on TikTok. Like, I can talk about it from an analyzing point of view, but there's a difference between analyzing it and moaning about it. There's so much. Yeah, but that person's not very successful. That person does this. I wish they'd stop posting that. Just do the work, and people who are as good as more successful don't pull people below them down. That's the biggest one. So just do the work. And if you can get that one little strategy nailed in, the rest of it will fall in place because it's a mindset thing. It's an identity thing. If you are somebody who is willing to put in the time and the effort and you don't see any obstacle that is something you can't face, if you're like, I'm going to come and I'm going to do this and I'm going to beat it no matter what, I'm going to burn the boats type of scenario, you go all in, you will win. Because even if you fail at this point, even if you do something and it fails, the act of doing it is moving you forward over and over again. So you can do it. Don't get caught in the death of comparison. That's where you're going to die. That's where business is going to die, is in the comparison. That's my take today. That's the strategy I think that people miss. If you get that, you will have a very successful business. If you get that, you will be in the 1% in this industry. You'll be the 1% in life, but you'll be the 1% in the industry. You'll dominate the industry if you are willing to do the work, no matter what. Or having the humility, the real humility, to go, I don't want to do it. There's a difference between I don't have time and I don't want. Don't have time is an excuse. Don't want is an admission. It's clarity. I don't want to do that is a clear action. We are what? Brilliant. We now know you don't want to do it. That is one step closer towards where you want to go. These things are, I'm going to tell you I don't want to do it. Don't lie to yourself. Don't worry about anybody else, but lying to yourself is the thing that's going to trigger you. Instead, focus in, double down, and you'll do super well. You'll do super well in your business. You'll do super well in everything you do if you just face your challenges head on. Anyway, that's today's episode. If you enjoy it, be sure to subscribe. Cheers. Bye.